Beginnt die Karin Daf, Mesechta Snazu Daf Chav Dal, beginnt mit Beis, beginnt Tez Master, beginnt Mordes Gemara, the Milsad Loi Tzvichla. So, Rava wants to say, no, according to the second version that we thought the Mishnah has to be reviewed in Alik Dabbanan, they can even say the Mishnah like Dabbanan. Because, when is he Maknatar? It's only, as Tez quotes from the words of Gemara, Bemilsad the Tzvichla. But Bemilsad Loi Tzvichla, something that she does not need, as Tez explained, Kagrincha Avala, like for example, where if he's mefer tar, says Tez quotes from the words of Gemara, then loyakna, then he's not makna tar. So actually, it's not going to be totally like shalah, and therefore it can be like the rabbanan. Therefore, there's a differentiation between when it's his or her animal. And then says Tez Pirsh Adam, the Ram explains, we're not talking about shenosla atel kabbanis nazigas, because Tez originally explained omen alf, according to rabbanan, how do you ever have her use his animal? He's not meshubed, he gives us as a matana. So Tais says it can't be that he gave it to her right now for her covenant nazir. That would be the case. The actual giving it to her kaim la nitra, that would be a validation of a nether. For shuvah leyichalava, then he wouldn't be able to be made for it. No, and the whole case is when he's made for it. It's what he told her earlier, many days before, and he says im titzarach the covenants. If you have any makabonas, tishu mevimasa, you can take my animals. And that's not a kiyum that she's taking it now. But again, if he's made for, then it wasn't a total kinyan, and therefore again, it would be yeter the year of the eder, even according to Rabban. Kinyan says not the beginning of the Gemara, ha'amrit. But you said, Mishnah says legis in the Tanan. The girsa should not be when we're quoting here in the third line of the Gemara the words of the Mishnah. Shouldn't say the word Tanan, because that would sound like kilu b'lahakshas. We usually say Tanan as if we're coming to ask a question. But the Levashu actually only coming to explain. Next Tais must begin the words of the Gemara, but the words Taisa has for the Gemara b'amrina. But we say Mashakon seishakon abalo. How could you say that if it was hers, so you have certain halachas, but ha'amrit, which was the previous Devar Maschol, the way Taisa saying b'amrina. But we say. Which says love dafka, not like we say, like, in other words, when we say hachikam l'malam, that's how we know in general. So how did she have her own animals? So on that, Rabbi says, Tez quotes from the words of Gemara, she kimtza mi'isasa, where she went and she scrimped from her dough. And she saved, and she didn't eat the whole dough, and that's how she has some monies to have purchased her own animals. And then says, when they're going to say, but all my parakav up in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, the mice is the excess of the food, the bagos of the husband, still not hers. Yeshua says, what you can say is, the hachimah, I hear it too much, where he said to her, he actually told her, I'm actually not supporting you. You take what you make and use it for your own food. She was willing to do this. Now she has left over from her own handiwork because she's keeping herself. And now the excess, that's for sure her own. That's one approach. The Ram answers another way. The other, I mean, this way we say, the excess of the food goes to the husband. That's because your kids he set a certain amount of money for her per week. And that's so that she can have enough food. Now the thing about Husla Hamazain is then the price of food went down, Shadaila Boys the kids Kidsway that she has enough with that set amount for what she needs and Bahisa and there's even leftover funds. Is the Moisel was saying those excess funds go to the husband. But Mari, here's not talking about with the excess funds. She had enough money for how much the food cost. But then she came to Misa, so she just didn't eat all the food that she was allowed to get. Shalhusa Hamazain, but the price of food didn't go down. And came to Pixa Bipio, she just literally was contracting what she was gonna be eating. She didn't eat the amount of being satisfied. That excess of the dough, that more definitely is going to be hers. The next test of Aslan. The beginning of the Gemara, another person Gemara says is actually he was makna tahar on the condition that Ba'amalei said to her, as long as your husband has no rights to it, and that's when that woman could have something that it's not going to be Kamasha, Kon Isha, Kon Abal. Now, Tais says, Rabbein Tam Pasek Rav. Rabbein Tam rules like Rav, Dom Pek Basin Dom, he says the last peg in Dom, the Pechas Min Aleph, and Amud Anom Chasan, if someone takes a nether prohibiting benefit from his son-in-law, but he wants to give money to his daughter who's married to his son-in-law, and whatever she gets goes to him. So, anyway, he has to say, Hare Mosn Nesun Malech Bilatan, here, these monies are given to you as a gift, Levach Shleihe Balecha Rush husband, as long as your husband has no rights in them, Elamasha At Nesan, and Nesan's Bevich, rather, whatever you go and you pick up and you put into your mouth, that's going to be yours. Rav says on this, Leishano, we only said, only he says these exact words, that only whatever you pick up and you put into your mouth, that will be yours. Let's say he told the Masha Tzitzidasi, but you could do it with the money, whatever you want to, and actually, coming us in Baal, then her husband actually goes and acquires it. He has no rights to say you could do whatever you want with it. Maybe the Shmuel disagrees with it, and the Shmuel comes to regarding monetary law. But when that question was asked, Lein Nisuchet was asked regarding prohibitory law. And in our sugya, the Gemara is actually a bridge to it. So Taisa says that, and the Gir says not Biyeshla, which is actually his Tzarech Lema, that actually Shama Lamachat Nesan Vatnaz Lepicha. Here, Agama doesn't mention it, but if we rule like Rav, it should have to say whatever you pick up and you put in your mouth. That's what the other person was telling her, because it can't be just in general do whatever you want, because we rule like Rav, not like Shmuel. Next is Mazda Begun the Gemara, that the Gemara quoted the words in the Mishnah that the Olav Sekhmasa Olav Shalom Sekhmasa Shalom, etc. And then Shmuel said to Avu Ba'i, as our Gemara, as Tari quotes in the Gemara, Amish Mal Avu Ba'i, Loi Kesev, don't sit, meaning Ella Omid, rather stand up Al Karecha on your knees, Al Raglecha, meaning on your feet, coming to the Karad of Chanina, like beneath the legs of Chanina, Paragam Nechul, now the Amit Lehad Mil, to tell me this thing. He said, like it was a phrase they would say, you know, don't sit down yet until you explain to me this teaching. What's this teaching? So it says, meaning we want to know how do we have this halacha of the carbon here without the bread. So he answered him, he said, oh, what do you mean? We learned halacha that ve'eluhin, these are the four rams that the halacha is that they don't require bread. There's shaloi, his, v'shalah, hars, v'shalah, chamisa, after death, v'shalah, kabar, and after atonement. Which Tzitz points out, Avigab the Kun Mishnayis, and all these, although these are all Mishnayis, so what exactly is he teaching if it's Mishnayis? What do we need an Amar for? Shem Mishlach HaKapar, maybe the case of, the last case of after atonement, which is not explicitly taught, that was what he was asking him. We now another person calls him to Bishmul. Actually, these are all the words of Shmuel, it's not what he's responding to. Shalah, Shmuel was saying all of them. He said, look, Shalah Hadamar, the one that's relating to Harz, that's the one we send here in our Mishnah. And so on and so forth, at the parakh until he asks, and he says, Besul Lekka? And what did that you tell me there's only these four? Lekka, but there's also the Shah Shalmin Nazir, you have all of the Shalmin Nazir, which calls the parakh Shmuel Abud Ba'i, this all in the question of Shmuel to Abud Ba'i, and Ba'i, and on the last one. Oh, you think there's only four? Do you think there's more than four? No, that one that's more Shalikim and Sulasim and Kachashim, that's when you don't do it according to the mitzvah, that you don't bring the breads. We're not counting, we're counting all those which are done, commit Svasim. Next is Matab bin Gimara Shalah, so what are these four? Shalah is Hadamar, this is what we say, and that's been the Sneeton that we learned in our Mishnah. Shemar Branchburg adds on the words, place of Hemdashlo, when there was har animal. That's when we have the halacha that we said that the breads are not going to be brought. As Tim, the next words of the Gemara, Shaloi, his, it's not, like in the Mishnah, Ishmael the Bnei Benazir. A man goes and takes a neder Naziris on his son, which Masnit and Bepirkin, this is a Mishnah in the Perek later on, the Prophet on the days. And the Shalom Pirkin, the Farshla, at the end of the Perek, it's explained, Lamar, according to one opinion, the halacha, it's halacha, Mashmazina, the Ishmael the Benazir, a man can make a neder of Naziris on the son. And the law was received, the Yochalim Chais, however, that he could protest being a big creb, whether him or his relative. Therefore, Golochu, if he cuts his hair, and he doesn't act in his body, or he protests in his words, it's going to be nullifying. It's similar to the case of the woman, our Mishnah, after our father. And therefore, the breads are not going to be brought there also. You also have the halacha of Shelachar Misa. This quotes from the words of the Gemara after death. Ditnan, as Tzitz says, we learn Garcinan, that's the words have to be a mission, because the mission perikim the middle, it's actually a mission, the third perikim ila, that you have out. So he said that, as Tzitz quotes from the words of the Gemara, Mafish Moislin Zirusai, if someone separates money for his Nazirus, Loinen Le Moilin. Halacha is that you now have benefit, but there's no me'ila. As Tzitz explains, Loinen Medabon, rabbinically, you now have benefit. And Tzitz says, Shemafel Medaraisa, so maybe actually even biblical it's forbidden. Because Avigab the Kamel Shalom, although it's designated for a shlamim, mi dav a shlam mechayim, and if has the halacha like when you shlam when it's still love, which is no me'ila, but Tzitz explained the nehid me'ileka, but you're right, although there's no halacha me'ila, it's the right sake, there could still be a prohibition, there just is no, and there's no halacha of missing prohibition to that. Now, it's like this master bringing with the Gemara, so what does this Mishnah me'ila of this lacha misa case, which this is the beginning of that discussion, say? The Mishnah says that if someone separates money from his nezirus, why is no me'ila? So the Mishnah says, it says, quotes in the words, of the Mishnah, b'nei shehurin kulan lo b'shlam, because they're all fit to be brought as a shlam. As Tzitz explains why, because they give me like perish kulam, since he didn't specify anything regarding these funds, so im yischamu le behema shemein, if he's going to encounter a fatty animal, yavei b'kulam shlam b'mitzvah, so if he wants to give me those funds, use all just for the shlam. But shah, you've been facing the rest of bring from his house, le kachem elam, and therefore there's no ma'ilu, because there's no ma'ilu on shlam. And technically, if you want to, you could take these monies that you separate for naziris, and you could bring it all as a shlam. Now, the words in the Mishnah continue, if he dies, and the statistics quotes Hayulemoy Stumim, and he had unspecified funds, Yiplin Dava, they fall from the Dava, which that's Tzitz explained, Nidvas Tzibur, a donation by the Tzibur, which Oyla Havi, that's as an Oyla. And if it was Mois Meforashin, then the Mechad Yamamelech, and the Mei Oyla is an Oyla, and the Mishlamim is, and this is the case we're trying to bring, for the third case of lachamisa, of that it says it says the quotes in the words of the Mishnah, but internal lachem does not require breads. Which benochas lefdalim on the bays parshina we explained the remaskal de ba'ayin the boy akabi nazar letnuva because you need to have the breads on the palms of the nazar for the waving the lekin you don't have that because he's already dead so therefore there's no halacha of breads and what's the fourth case as Tais explains shalacha misa that is shalacha kapara how do we know that because the Gemara says it's logical because Achamisa, as Tais quotes words, the Gemara Shalach Misa. What's the reason of Lachamisa? As Tais explains, Leboy Shlomim Lechem. Why is it that the Shlom don't require? As we say, that's because Dulechaz Likabara. So, because it's not fit for atonement, because the person's already dead, and as Tais says, Emeinka Kapi Naza. Tais says like a layer deeper, and there's no palms of Naza. Oh, so Tais quotes words, the Gemara Shalach Likabara Nami after atonement. Also, as Tais explains, if you go into another. For example, if let's say took a net of Evish Kabbanaisab and he separated his Kabbans, but after they got lost. So maybe Achim, he brought other ones. I mean, Skabben, he got a Tom with 10. I mean, Arkham, and Sursham, then you find the first ones. Ais and Shlom, Namakrim, Lechem. So those Shlom also can be sacrificed without bread because the same reason, because it's not Chazi, but Kapar. Now, then the Gemara asked, as Tais quotes from the words of Gemara, Vesuleka? That's the question that he's saying there's only four and nothing more. But the Ikka, but there is the case of Vishar Shalmin Nazir, you have the other Shalmin Nazir, which was not for its mitzvah, which Tais brings the Pirish Rashi Menachas, Rashi Menachas, the Mechazim basically explains, what does this mean? Shashach Nishle Lishman, it means it was slaughtered not for its namesake. That's one interpretation. Not Pirish Shalmin Lishna, Achin Yosef explains that in another way, Shalik Mitzvah, not like mitzvah means, because the Ayyuk said, Ben Shte Shanim. It says it has to be a ram, which is in its second year. Maybe in Ben Shanim, but when it's in the first year. Either way, it was Shachat Shalik Mitzvah. So the words there are, as Tais quotes, Ksherim, the kasher for what? L'shamin adav, for a donated shlam. But it's not fulfilling the owner's obligation of what he had to bring for a shlamin nazir. And as Tais quotes from the words of Mishnah, l'chol yom echad, they eat only for one day, and as Tais says, l'chol yom shlamin nazir, like the strings of a shlamin nazir, because the shashlam, l'chol yom, because the shlam, I eat there for 2 days. The dina k'day, the which shalukh is like a Thanksgiving offering. The malik, the master says, I'll zebach to the shlam on the carbon of the toid of shlam. The rabbi shaman does include, shaman does also has aloha like the toid, which only eaten for 1 day. And the Mishnah concludes over there, as Tais quotes, v'ein tu'unim, it doesn't require lelechem le'zraya, not bread, which that's the point we want to bring out. That's the fourth one of la'acha kapa, there's another case of shalik mitzvasan that we're asking. That's another case that does not require breads and belay zraya. Why? So Tais explains a little bit in the and says the nazir now become permitted with this. But kach in toyin zraya lizbash ma'al that we don't have to have the forearm cooked with the ram, but as tenufa and to do tenufa because it's not filling an obligation anyway. Now, truth is says about the mislin that belay misablay zraya. Mishnah should also say this halacha that does not require the forearm. But be that as it may, question is why I mentioned this case too. So the Gemara answered that mitzvahs will cause, but this is shleik mitzvahs shleishman. Now we're not counting. Next time, they begin the words quoting from the Mishnah, seemingly, that it was unspecified funds. So our Mishnah said, Yibulim Dav. But Tais says, actually, the Girsa is, Hacha Gesim Esvachim. The Hayulai, with a Vav. Mashma, that sounds like the Koya Mafish Moislin Zulus. It sounds like it's going on the Mishnah, or when someone separates unspecified funds by his Naziris and he dies, the Mesechtes Me'ila, which we quoted previously. But I must name the Hacha, not the Mishnah over here. The Hoyle Maestum, which you have unspecified funds. And Tais explains, why is it not the big Amish over here that we're going to ask on the top of the next Amid? Because you could say where it's talking about where he said, I want it for my Naziris. Those are the words he said, Le Naziris. Oh, Lekach Yib Lendava. Therefore, when it's unspecified funds, you're going to fall open Lendava. Because if he wanted to, when he says for Naziris, Maestum Kun Oily could have used all those funds for Oila, which that's the same thing what a Nadav is for. I must need the Hassam Kashla, but the Mishnah with them, that's difficult because the Karbonis Nizavaisai. It's way, obviously, he said the words for the Karbonis of my Naziris. Because that's not the case. I might tell them Mo'is Tumit. Then why do you say that a case of unspecified Mo'is? What do you mean? Bostuman Ayr Bahach Dina. What do you mean? You already said Hamafish Mo'is and Zerusai. And so you already told my monies. And, you should so I say Moistumin. We know what you're talking about. Oh, but Ababamas Neaton, but in our Mishnah, that hashta Ayyub Behemis, which up until this point, you're talking about animals. But Hiskal Shanas didn't the Moistumin that we're talking about unspecified funds. So that's why we're saying boys, but There, why would you say that? Obviously, because you said korbanis nezeraisai. And that's just saying to say, oh, but he was saying mice. But in the other case, it was korbanis. Therefore, they ask him, what do you mean? That on this halacha of stum yiplu nedava, we're going to ask, what do you mean? You have the mechatas muravim ben. Haga, the words are yiplu nedava. Say it falls for nedava. And the question is, b'haloi d'mechatas muravim ben. The question is, as we said, b'haloi d'mechatas muravim ben, but you have the monies of chatas that are mixed in with it, and we know chatas is can't be used in nedava. And so, but the question is, v'echivel nedava says, how could it fall for nedava? Now, says the truth is, what did Nebuchadnezzar say? So, the Gemara could have asked, well, like make shlomer. There's three kabbanas that are here. Ayla shlom and chatas. You could say the money of shlomer mixed in the coal, which are not totally burnt on the mezeach. V'echivel nedava, how could it fall? The double oil is the kaizen bech, which is used as when the dessert of the oil is of mezeach, the kulikol would totally burn. So, he says, you're right. The different part of chatas is just, it's a better question than chatas. Shini kol barakova, which are not sacrificed, that all lachem is after death. Liam amel chazal goes liam amel, but really, the question could have asked from shlom too. Then it says to me, begin to say, velishni, or the word is velishni. Why don't you answer me, shirun lahib bukulon oila? Why don't you say, what do you mean? But because you could take all the funds and bring the oila out, because I'm a little, like we said before. Shirun lahib bukulon shlom, you could bring from all of them a shlom, as we quoted such a text earlier on this daf. Mishum says what you could say is, no, the hacho, or the gears is the hasam. No, there, Mishum the kshukachai, when the guy's living, shaglam, and say, change his mind. And then they could use it all for that of the oila. Just like we said, they could use all the shlom. When he's dead, like Shachel Memilu, he can't change his mind. Therefore, it should be like the way he originally separated for. But then come up for Rashi Memlachatis, and therefore, like obviously, he's specifying Chatis because those are the three types of kabbans he needs, and he's dead, and he can't redesignate anything. But Yisham, another part you could say is the Hada Moshiach Lishanis Leibin Kulan Shlom. This, we said you could change his mind to bring all the Shlom, and therefore, this not going to have a halacha meilo because you could take it all for Shlom. That's specifically he said the words. There's a thing we find in Taisus, these explanations where he says, these are the monies for my Naziris. The Mashmah sounds like him, if I want to, I could do whatever I want for my Naziris. If I want, I can bring a third oil, a third of it, a third of it, shlom. As you get into the if I want to, I'll make from all them, all them shlom. Because the Naziris, the word Naziris, Mashmah sounds like Shabbat that makes the Naziris, it could be for even partial of your Naziris. For my Naziris, whatever I want to use for it. The means where he's dead. Unspecified funds. That's Irie. That's talking about behipish moys. We separate monies. And he says moys alolik kabonis nizagaisay. The word kabonis is over here for the kabons of my nizagas. Then he can't bring with all them one carbon. The kabonis kama. He said the kabonis, which is plural. All the kabons that needs to it. Because yes, we must therefore, in these funds, there is the value of the chatas. How can you bring all them in the dava? All the mechatz malam ben. You have the funds. The chatas mix into them. And so it says, but this actually, it actually explains the words of the mission that says, if someone says, it's money for Naziris, then we say, there's no Me'ila, then they should really love it because you bring all the Mishlamim. Umayr, Masin, the mission is told there by Bestumen. And Basach, and then we learn, if he dies, then money is Bestumen. What do you mean? Why are you repeating? Bestumen, we were talking about unspecified funds. But Achabel, the mission just say, Mace, if he dies, you're Mdaba. Ah, lahacha read over here in the beginning. Kamayrus toma the amar where he said dafkel in zirayisai. Does yoch leiv b'kul? Then it could be from all of them. Echad mekudin is one of the kabbalas. Because the mashmit sounds like is that Mirab Ranchbi adds on the words k'sas min zirayisav. Some as nizis. Aval amal the kabbalas nizirayisav. Loi, then not. Because then the mashmit sounds like a kol kabbalas b'kamay. That's going on all kabbalas. Ah, kachton mesev. They were learning save a meisvay lemoistum if he dies and he has unspecified funds. Vafulin nami amal eli kabbalas nizirayisav. And even if he says these are the kabbalas of nizis, even there. Type of stammer, coolly will never all them fall from the dava. And that's as we're explaining over here in the Gemara's answer. Come on, so it's often the Gemara later on the Chavavim base, where the guy says, these are for my chattas, and the rest of my nizirahs, and he dies. So he said to me, chattas, the value of the chattas goes to Yamanel, and the rest, half is with half is shlam. Because he says, and the rest is from the rest of my nizirahs. The Hashemin, like Ka'imba, which we consider as if he's saying the words, the Kabbanis and the rest of my nizirahs. Let's say we just say the rest of my Naziris, but loy l'shar, whatever if you take out the word or not, then actually yasim oyle shlamim kol, then you could actually, from all the funds, you could pick either oyle or shlamim, because like you said, Naziris could even be miktus, kach per shri, as the hagah.